Now to my men with aching heart I said, "My friends, it is not right for only one or two to know the oracles which Circe told, that heavenly goddess. Therefore I speak, that, knowing all, we so may die, or, fleeing death and doom, we may escape. She warns us, first, against the marvelous sirens, and bids us flee their voice in flowery meadow. Only myself she bade to hear their song, but bind me with galling cords to hold me firm, upright against the mast block. Round it let the rope be wound. And if I should entreat you, and bid you set me free, thereat with still more fetters bind me fast." Thus I, relating all my tale, talked with my comrades. Meanwhile our staunch ship swiftly neared the Sirens' island. A fair wind swept her on. On a sudden the wind ceased. There came a breathless calm. Heaven hushed the waves. My comrades, rising, furled the sail, stowed it on board the hollow ship, then, sitting at their oars, whitened the water with the polished blades. But I, with my sharp sword, cut a great cake of wax into small bits, which I then kneaded in my sturdy hands. Soon the wax warmed, forced by the powerful pressure and by the rays of the exalted sun, the Lord of all. Then, one by one, I stopped the ears of all my crew, and on the deck they bound me hand and foot, upright against the mast block, round which they wound the rope. And sitting down, they smote the foaming water with their oars. But when we were as far away as one can call, and driving swiftly onward, our speeding ship, as it drew near, did not escape the sirens, and thus they lifted up their penetrating voice. "Come hither, come, Odysseus, whom all praise, great glory of the Achaeans. Bring in your ship and listen to our song. For none has ever passed us in a black-hulled ship till from our lips he heard ecstatic song, then went his way rejoicing and with larger knowledge. For we know all that on the plain of Troy Argives and Trojans suffered at the gods' behest. We know whatever happens on the bounteous earth." So spoke they, sending forth their glorious song, and my heart longed to listen. Knitting my brows, I signed my men to set me free, but bending forward, on they rode. And straightway Perimedes and Eurylochus arose and laid upon me still more cords and drew them tighter. Then, after passing by, when we could hear no more the siren's voice nor any singing, quickly my trusty crew removed the wax with which I stopped their ears and set me free from bondage.